Yeah. All right. Will Senate Public Health please come to order? Would you please take the roll?
Vice Chair Glim.
Excused.
Vice Chair Gross.
Here.
Senator Heinbaugh.
Here.
Senator Keenan.
Yep, still.
Senator McGilvery.
Here.
Senator McNally.
Excused.
Senator Molnar.
Here.
Senator Sands.
Here.
Chairman Howard.
Today we have a Senate Joint Resolution 35, and as is customary in this committee that someone that brings a bill this late, we will have a separate executive action to find out exactly what has to happen. Senator, would you open with your joint resolution? Well, it's going to cost him.
Probably will.
Senator Glim is here.
Mr. Chairman, committee, apologize for bringing this late in the game. I know we had a little bit of a scenario, a little snag when I was trying to bring a resolution that we had, whatever happened from Thursday to Monday. So it was getting a hold of somebody was very difficult to try to get something like this done. So I apologize. I was trying to get it done, but I was like, now what? And so we had a long vacation, apparently. But I want to be brief as possible. This Senate Resolution 35 was brought to you because this is in results to a bill I brought earlier in the session that got to third reading, and the dissenting votes they loved the bill, but it had a little heartburn, and they were just kind of they wanted to make sure that what we brought to the table was a stronger bill, so they wanted me to go through it. They wanted me to do a study bill through the HHS interim committee to make sure that when we come back next session, we make sure that the Department of Human Health Services is being held accountable to the Procurement Act, but at the same time, we're not infecting things like, Medicaid or any emergency services and things like that. So I talked to a lot of the dissenting votes, as you'll see, actually, on the sponsor list, and they said if you could bring up if you bring a resolution to do a study for the HHS, that they would all sign on it, and they would all love it, and we would hope that there would be a go green. So at this point, this is a pretty quick analysis of what this does. This allows us to do a study on how the Procurement Act works or affects the Department of Human Health Services and how it interacts with it. So that, again, like I said in the beginning, just to make sure that when I bring back another bill, that it is a solid bill, to take care of what we were trying to do with that bill, at the same time make sure that there's no ill unintended side effects. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any proponents? Is there any opponents? Is there any informational witnesses? And there is a question from the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Senator Chairman. thank you, Chairman. And Senator Friedle, can you give us the bill number that you're referring to that you brought earlier in the session?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, yes. That would be Senate Bill 186.
All right. And follow up, Mr. Chair.
Follow-up.
And Senator Friedle, that bill was heard in a local government committee. Is that right?
Mr. Chair, Senator Gross, no, it was not. It was listened to in Business and Labor.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions from the committee? Senator McGilvery?
Questions for the sponsor.
Sponsor?
Senator, I was just looking at your whereases on 925 through 27. And I see that one procurement got 500,000, the other 900,000. I assume you're just using those to tell us that some of these are pretty big, sizable contracts. But could you give us an idea compared to what might have been had the Procurement Act been followed?
We actually, Mr. Chairman, apologies, Mr. Chairman, Senator, I asked the Department of Audit to do an audit on all contracts that were outside of the Procurement Act, and they were just some small ones, but I could tell you that these are smaller than what we found, and just by doing an overall glance for about a week long, they were able to pull several of them that were out there, and they were north of mill.
Follow up. Let me rephrase the question. So I get that there were some sizable ones, but let's say you just take the 900,000 one. Do you have any idea if the Procurement Act had been followed, what the savings would have been to the state? Do you have any idea what kind of numbers we're talking about?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, I can give you a little example. My business does deal with one.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chair. We can't hear you on Zoom.
Me or him?
Is your mic on?
Yes, it is.
The speaker's mic or the senator's mic?
Can't hear Senator McGilvray.
Looked like maybe the sponsor was presenting.
Test.
Test. Go ahead and do the test.
We're good.
We're good
My
now?
Apologies, Mr. Chair.
That's right.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Senator McGilvray, yeah, let me give you a little example. My business does have one of the smaller sizes of a contract that we have with them. What it did is it allows us to keep in line our costs. So what will happen is an RFP will go out, and then vendors will apply for it. They'll have to go through a strict, rigorous group like yourself to go through whether we meet all the requirements of the RFP and things like that. We also have to put out there in this situation, in my particular RFP that we did, we had to go on and say how much we would charge the state for, let's just say in this case, urine analysis. Typically, we were outside the Procurement Act for several years, and we were charging, say, $77 for a test. That's the retail going rate for that test. But with the Procurement Act, we had to be more competitive because we wanted the contract, so we lowered it down to $65. One of the things you also know is that not only did it drop $12 because we were looking at maybe doing bulk rate because we figured we would expand the amount of testing we would do, but at the same time, it allows for the administrator and the department and the director to actually keep their cost in line with these contracts because I'm obligated to sell it to you for $65 if you asked to do the testing through my facilities. So these will allow you to actually get better budgeting. You see this on the private side, you see this a lot. We go out to vendors and say, here's the deal. We'll buy it. We'll buy 1,000 of these this year if you give it at this rate. We agree. We shake hands. We write up a contract. We both sign it. And at that point, he's guaranteed 1,000 units being sold, and we're guaranteed the price. And so what this Procurement Act allows us to do is allow us for the director and the department, in this case, in this scope, to be able to keep our cost in line, and actually a lot of times with competitive bidding, which I'm all for, the free market capitalist I am, it also allows us to make sure we can do a future look at what our bills or our fiscal note's going to look like so we can actually have a better understanding when you and I come back into session. We can see how it was spent and how it was going to go forward with that. Mr. Chair.
Senator Sands.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the sponsor, kind of changed the subject. So you said your previous bill went to business and labor. So my question has to do with where this should go, having served my entire lifetime plus several more years on children and families. This seems like it really more appropriately belongs in one of the fiscal committees, in my sense. Have you thought that through? I mean, I think it's a good idea. I just am not sure that belongs in Children, Families, Health, and Human Services. But do you have an idea of where you want to send it?
Mr. Chair, Senator Sands, in this regards, I thought maybe HHS would be the proper one only because it would deal with the actual department and maybe they would have more information. But if you feel with your wisdom that there's a better interim committee that you think that this would go to, I'm all open ears.
I'm open to suggestions from the committee, but those of you who've been on that committee, yeah. What do you think?
I think you're right. What would you recommend?
State administration, economic affairs, I don't know, something over there that deals more routinely with budget and contracting issues. You're looking like you have an idea, Senator.
No? You know what you can do?
I would say economic affairs, but...
What? This is Colleen Street from the Zoom land. Could you please turn on your mics? We can't hear the people talking.
The mics are on.
The mics are on. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Barely? Mm. The mic's on.
I'm speaking right at it.
Mm. Yeah. Not you, Senator Sands. It was the male that was, I think it was just the one that just spoke.
Senator McGilvray?
Me, I did have it on, but I said that economic affairs sounded like a good one, but I think, don't they split up the studies?
Well, the way it'll happen is, first the staff looks at it, so Susan Fox, and they'll all look at them, and they kind of parse them out to where they think they might go, and then legislative council has a bit to say about it. And sometimes an interim committee will say, good study, but, you know, it really should be somewhere else, so it can move around. But I think just to start that conversation, I really don't think this study would do all that well in health and in the interim committee. It just belongs in one of these other ones. So for the record, and maybe as it goes forward, you might, any of you who are on legislative council or could talk with staff about it. But I think it's a good study. Thanks for bringing it.
Further questions? Would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the conversations back and forth, and to be perfectly honest with you, what I want to do is I just want to make sure that when we come back to the 68th legislation, I have a rock-solid bill that comes out of it, and I'm hoping that we can get this done, but at the same time, I also want to make sure that we don't hinder the department in any way in regards to the Procurement Act, and I appreciate it, and I hope for a go green. Thank you.
A go green.
It's a long day.
That is for sure. That is all with Senate Joint Resolution 35. Let's go into executive action. And Vice Chair, would you like to move it?
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass on Senate Joint Resolution 35.
Comments?
Question? Question.
Question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Against, same sign. Passed unanimously.
Senator McNally votes aye by proxy.
So Senator Keenan votes aye by proxy.
Okay. Okay, Senate Joint Resolution 35 passed Senate Public Health. That'll be all with today. And I keep saying we're not going to meet. That's right. The committee is over. Thank you, Ms. Stockwell and Street, and anybody else is watching. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Let him adjourn.